I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. It might be a little bit scary when you start thinking about how expensive college is and when you want to start saving for your child's education. Well, did you know that the state of Oregon is here to help you save for your child's education? And you can start as early as when they're an infant. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I am welcoming Michael Parker. Michael is the executive director of the Oregon Savings Network. Hey there, Michael.
Hey, Gary. How are you doing? It's good to be on today.
Well, thank you for joining us. Now, I think we should get started first today by maybe you can explain what is the Oregon Savings Network, and then we'll dive a little deeper in.
Sure. Many folks may have heard of the Oregon College Savings Plan, which I know we're going to talk about today, but the Oregon Savings Network is the umbrella that and other programs sit under. So the Oregon Savings Network operates three different savings plans. One, the Oregon College Savings Plan, the state's 529 College Savings Plan. The ABLE Savings Plan, which is a great program that we started a couple years ago based on some federal law that allows for people to save who experience disabilities. And then lastly, the Auto IRA program, Oregon Saves, which is a retirement program for employers and employees that don't have a retirement option at work.
And the Oregon Savings Network, you're based in Salem and you're part of the Oregon government, correct?
We are housed in the Oregon State Treasury, so we work for State Treasurer Tobias Reed.
Okay. Well, let's dive in then, too, and tell us what the Oregon College Savings Plan is.
So, Gary, the Oregon College Savings Plan is the state's flagship 529 College Savings Plan. Folks may have heard the numbers 529. That just relates to the federal tax code. So the Oregon College Savings Plan hooks into the federal tax code, and that does a couple special things for us. The big thing it does, it allows people to contribute to our plan, and everything that they earn in that plan is state and federally tax-free. So it's an after-tax program, but everything you earn is gross tax-free and is taken out state and federally tax-free. The second really big benefit to a college savings plan, really our plan or any plan around the country, is if the state also offers you a benefit. So in Oregon, our legislature passed, the law way back in 99 and allows for a state tax deduction on contributions every year that folks are putting money in. But the new thing that's coming on next year, our deduction is moving to a tax credit. So folks that may not have a ton of tax liability, if they put money in, they're going to get a full refundable tax credit. So it's another way for us to help everyone on the income spectrum. If you are making, a small household income, the threshold for you to get in and get that tax credit is higher. So it's a sliding scale. It's really a progressive way for us to help everyone save for college.
And how much are people investing? How do you get started in something like this?
OregonCollegeSavings.com. We have a great new website we just put in place a year ago. We revamped our entire site. It takes about 10 minutes for you to open up a plan and get started. You know, the information that you would need when you sat down at the computer essentially is, you know, your Social Security number or your ITIN number, and your beneficiary Social Security number or ITIN number, and then it's just, you know, your name, address, and email and all that stuff, and then you have to decide where you want to invest your money in one of our investment options.
Is it similar to like a 401k that more people may be familiar with?
Yeah, so very similar. So again, 401k is that number that you hear, that's the federal tax code that 401k it belongs in. 529 is the same way. So essentially, yes, it's a program that helps you save. A 401k simply helps you save for retirement. A 529 simply helps you save for college expenses.
Oh, okay. So you can use it for, like, well, I guess I should ask the question, what can you use it for college?
So great question. So the beauty of a 529 college savings plan is you could use it for any expense that's required for you to be at that school. So what are those things? So the obvious ones are, you know, room and board, food, tuition, fees, all of those things you can use your 529 plan assets for. And then the federal government just a couple years ago expanded that, and now you can also buy a computer and related software with your 529 plan. And students who experience some special needs, you can also use your 529 plan for some special needs issues for those kids that have those special needs.
This sounds like a really fantastic deal.
It is such a great program. And again, you know, our big job here is just getting the word out. We just want folks to know what's out there. Again, it's $25 to get started. You can put in as much as you want or as little as you want. I'm going to give you an interesting statistic that I love to tell folks. And, you know, folks think, well, I got to save so much money, you know, to get my kid. And school's expensive. And yes, school is not inexpensive. But what we're finding and what we're seeing out of the research that comes out of these things is it's the actual account that makes a huge difference. A child with a college savings account, and again, it doesn't have to be a 529 plan, but a dedicated account, whether it's 529 or something else, is three times more likely to go to college and four times more likely to graduate. So wow. What that means is it's the culture you're changing in the household. If my kids know I'm putting money away for them, somehow the research shows that these kids are they do better academically, they are getting better grades, and they're on track to go to school. So it's the account. So I tell folks, just open the account for $25. Even if you can't put any more money in, let your kids know you're saving.
Well, that's a pretty good incentive right there.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's a great incentive.
So what kind of returns are we seeing throughout the lifespan of somebody who's taking advantage of this?
Yeah, you know, I don't necessarily quote returns because they're different for everyone. I will tell you sort of where most folks put their money in our plan. And we have essentially a target enrollment year portfolio and a number of other portfolios, but our target year enrollment portfolio is by far our most popular option. And that's essentially you pick the year where your child is going to go to school. So that's typically when your kid turns 18. And what happens is that portfolio then is structured to give you the best possible return based on the risk tolerance for the number of years you have until you reach 18. So, for example, if your kid is 2, that portfolio is going to be a bit more aggressive. If you're 12, it's going to be a little less aggressive. But you can pick that year. Most folks then, they set it in there, and then we do all of the recalculations. We do the reinvestment. We do all of that, the reallocation, and you just set it up and forget it. If you want to do it more yourself, which we certainly are happy to have you do, we have a number of portfolios that invest in stocks, in bonds, in money markets. We have a social responsible fund for those folks that may not want to invest in some stocks that they don't like. So we really try to give you as much option as possible to invest. Each of those portfolios will earn a different return over time.
Who can start an Oregon College Savings Plan?
So anyone can start it for anybody else. I think a common misconception is it has to be my kid or my grandkid. It's not true. that's the typical path. Typically, it's parents starting it for kids or grandparents starting it for grandkids. But anyone can start it. So I could start one for my next door neighbor for, you know, essentially mowing my lawn potentially. So anyone can start it for anybody else. Typical path is a parent or a grandparent.
Can somebody start one for themselves?
They can. In fact, we encourage that for occupations like teachers or nurses or anyone that has to sort of do this continuing education process. We tell folks, start it for yourself, get the tax benefits, and then use it when you want to go to graduate school. I know a lot of people, not a lot, a few, who started it when they were very young, let's say 20, 22, before they were married. And then when they had kids and got married, they transferred it to their child. So they got a little jump start on their college savings.
Well, that's pretty smart thinking right there.
Yeah.
Now, there's something new you guys have started. Tell me about the kindergarten age children incentive program.
Yeah, so we have an overall program called Be College Ready, and that Be College Ready program really, it does one major thing. It tries to remind folks that while your children should be academically ready to go to school, they should also be financially ready to go to school. So we don't want the financial aspect to impede them from going to school. And so what we do is we really try to hit the younger ages, so kindergarten. So it's called kindergrad, and it's really simple. When your child reaches kindergarten age, typically 5 or 6, and you open an Oregon College Savings Plan account, we will automatically seed that account with $25, because we're such believers in getting that account open. Like I said before, the statistics show that if you have an account, you're going to be more likely to go to school. We want to incentivize that. We want to make sure people understand that. So we want you to get the account open. We're willing to put $25 in.
Well, again, another win-win.
Yep. And I will say, just on the other side of that, we do the same exact program for newborn babies. Again, it's called Baby Grad. So, you know, we have similar names. But Baby Grad is anyone opens an account for a child 12 months or younger, we will put $25 into that account.
Now, let's say that's with a newborn baby, that's putting a lot of faith in the idea that they're going to make it to college, or they're going to go to college, or even have a desire to go to college. What happens if they don't?
So the great thing about 529 is college savings plans, and the Oregon College Savings Plan, is the money is always the account owner's money, regardless of what the child decides to do. I'll give you a couple of examples. If the child decides not to go, let's say for, you know, my daughter, if she decides not to go, I can do several things with that money. One, I can transfer it to a different family member. So maybe I have another son or daughter, transfer it to them. Maybe I have a niece or nephew, transfer it to them. As you mentioned, Gary, I can transfer it back to myself and get additional job retraining and education. Or I can simply leave the money in there. And when my daughter has kids, if she has kids, I can transfer it to the grandchildren. So we want folks to know that as they're saving for college, and if their kids don't use it, the money is not lost. The return is not lost. The money is always yours. You can transfer it down the line, take it out, and use it for yourself. If, in fact, at the end of the day, no one's going to use it for school, you can take the money out, what we consider non-qualified, which means you're not using it for college expenses. At that point, you would pay taxes on the earnings, because you didn't pay taxes on the earnings if it was being used for college. So taxes on the earnings. And the federal government says, because this is such a benefit to you and we're offering you tax-free growth, if you don't use it for school, in addition to paying taxes on the growth, you would also pay the federal government 10% penalty on the earnings portion. You're never penalized on your contribution, because that's always your after-tax money, but the penalty comes just on the earnings portion of the account.
So the investment, the initial investment is $25. Are there minimum monthly contributions or annual contributions?
Yeah, so $25 to open the account. There are no other real, you know, thresholds, except for if any subsequent contribution you put in is $5. So because how it breaks out, we need at least $5 to invest in the portfolios. But $25 to open and $5 on any subsequent contribution. And then the only other threshold is the maximum account balance limit. So when an account balance reaches $400,000, that's the limit. Once a child reaches that number, you can put no more money in until that amount is decreased. So I'll give you an example. Let's say that fortunately your kid has $400,000 in his or her account. You spend $200,000 on his education. You can then reload that to $400,000 again for subsequent grandchildren or other folks down the line. So it's not a max contribution lifetime limit. It's just the account limit can only be $400,000. Now that's on contribution. If you put in $400,000 today and it grew to $500,000, that's fine. But once it reaches that $400,000 level, no additional contributions until it falls below that $400,000 number.
Okay. We are talking today with Michael Parker, Executive Director of the Oregon Savings Network. Now, are there any restrictions with using this money as far as universities or colleges are concerned?
Yeah, the only restriction on the use of this money is the school has to participate in the federal financial aid program. And if you looked on the FAFSA.gov website, it's a lot of schools. And actually many schools abroad. And I would love to touch on a common misconception in college savings plans, I think in our state and certainly probably around the country, is a lot of folks think, well, I can only use it for a four-year institution, Oregon State, University of Oregon, Portland State, for example. Not true. So, you know, many, many, many other institutions accept federal financial aid. So certainly the private universities accept federal financial aid. Our community college system accepts federal financial aid. So if you want to go to, you know, Portland Community College and get a certificate in, let's say, I don't know if they offer this, but in nursing, let's say, use your 529 plan for that. In addition, many other institutions like culinary school often will accept federal financial aid. So if you want to go, you know, get trained as a chef, that would be a likely place where you could use your 529 plan. So it isn't just that four-year institution. Many folks use it for a variety of things, including, you know, I want to take a class in accounting, you know, at the local community college. I can use my 529 plan for that.
Okay. Do you have to use the money at a in-state?
No. Again, another common misconception. It's your money. So that's the overriding theme here. When you put money into any college savings plan account anywhere in the country, including in Oregon here in our plan, you can use it anywhere you want, nationwide or internationally. So if you want to go to Stanford, use your money at Stanford. It's not restricted to only using it in the state of Oregon.
And how does somebody make contributions to their account? Say it's the parent or the grandparent or the student themselves.
Sure. The easiest way to make a contribution to your account is doing it, you know, online. So we will take your money in any way you want to give it to us, but we want to make it as easy as we can for you. So you can always send us a check. You know, write a check and send it. A lot of folks still do that, and we take the check and cash it and put it in. The easiest and best way and the most efficient way for you to put money in is when you sign up for account online, you set up your account access, much like you do with, you know, at your bank or any other financial institution. We have a very secure website, and you essentially link your bank account to your college savings account, and you say, well, this month I want to put in, or I want to do an automatic contribution every month. So I say, I want to put money in on the 5th of every month. I want to put $50 in. You set that up online, and we automatically do it every month on the 5th. And you can change that at any point in time. The other way you can do it, if your place of employment allows for you to do payroll deduction, you can do payroll deduction. So you can sign up, and then your business will send whatever amount you want sent out of your check right to us, and we'll put it into your account. So it really is very easy to get the money in and out. We do really highly recommend you doing it automatically, so you don't have to remember, oh, I need to write the check this month to the college savings plan. You do an automatic investment plan, and it's just taken out of your account every month, much like you do with other things. You know, I think out of my paycheck, I think I pay, you know, a car payment and other things. It's just so easy not to have to think about writing that check.
Exactly.
Out of your account.
Yeah, it's just automatic. You kind of even forget that it happens.
You do. Honestly, you forget. And what we do is, if you have an automatic investment fund, or really any contribution, and you make a contribution, we then confirm that by email to you. So if, you know, I just actually just had mine come out for my daughter. So I got an email back from our provider that says, hey, your contribution was put in today. So you do get that reminder on a continual basis that, hey, well, wait, I'll make sure that went in. And so in addition, we send you quarterly statements. So you can kind of see the activity in your plan on a quarterly basis. We'll show you contributions. We'll show you earnings. We'll show you all the activity that was in your plan. If you're taking a distribution, we'll show you what that distribution looked like as well.
Now, when somebody is ready to go to college, use some of their money for their expenses, how easy is it to take those withdrawals?
So similarly as contributions, the distribution process is, again, very easy. I will tell you that more and more folks are doing it this way. We instituted on our website at this last time we did the new refresh on our website, where you can do a drop down menu of schools. So let's say I want to go to, you know, Iowa State University. You do the drop down menu, you click the university, and then you put the address in of that university, and we will send the check directly to the university. More and more people are doing that because they don't really want to have the money come into their account and then have to distribute it, which is the other way a lot of parents do it, is because your bank account is linked already to the plan for contributions. You want to take a distribution for tuition at U of O, so you take out $2,000 or $3,000 and you say, send it to my bank account. We send it right to your bank account, that essentially the day or the day after you request it, and then you can then dole that out to your student. So it really is very easy. We'll send the check off to the university, or we'll send the money right to you, and then you can dole it out. One thing that I think is down the road in 529, I don't think any states are really doing it yet, but I think there is a movement to offer sort of like a planned prepaid card. So you can, I know this is, we're actually looking at this as a possibility. If we have a prepaid card, you sign up for a prepaid card on our website, and then you request a distribution, and then we will send the money directly to that prepaid card. So the parent can control the flow of distributions very easily on that card, and then you get statements on that card as the child or the student makes purchases.
Well, it just sounds like it's a no-brainer to be a part of this.
I think that the overriding theme for us over these years is that we've learned a lot since we put the plan in place back in 2001, is we want to make it as easy and as affordable for folks to make college savings contributions. And so we try to remove any barrier. So, making it easy to contribute, making it easy to take the money out, making the investment options easy to understand, which is, I think, is a key. We don't have 100 different investment options. We have enough investment options to cover, I think, the spectrum that folks would want, but we don't make it overly complicated. And we put top quality funds, typically very, very low cost funds in these portfolios, so that it's easy to understand, easy to invest in, and at the end of the day, it's a good experience for folks. It's funny. I was looking at some of our data the other day. We're in September. We've already, out of the college savings plan, distributed to plan participants here in Oregon $140 million in distributions already in September. We're thinking we're going to hit a new high and probably get up to $200 million in distributions. That's money that folks are saving, making a return on, getting a tax benefit on, and then going out and paying tuition. So that shows us really that the program really is working. When we see the growth, and then we see the distributions, people are taking money out and using it for school.
That's so great. And you must have a good success story. Have you followed any students that have done this and made it through college? And
Yeah, we try to. It's difficult because we really try to be, you know, not bothering people too much. But we, you know, anecdotally, we talk to a lot of parents. Like, for example, when they call us, you know, to the call center, you know, that are they're sort of doing some business over the call center, and we'll send out surveys and ask, and yeah, we see all the time, hey, I'm so glad I have this. And one thing we see a lot of parents say is, what we were talking about earlier, Gary, is, you know, I didn't use all the money, and now I feel like I have an extra $5,000. I'm going to go back and get, you know, take a couple of classes in whatever. We see that happening a lot, that folks have saved enough for their kids. They've been very frugal, and they have some money left over, so they're using it for themselves. We see that happening a lot.
Well, that's really cool. I love that.
Yeah. So we love it. And it makes us feel good because we know ultimately they might not have had that money if they hadn't used the college savings plan.
Well, let us know in the last minute or so we have here, let us know how people can get started and the best place to get more information.
Yeah, Gary, the best place to go is OregonCollegeSavings.com. We have a very simple and easy website. There's FAQs on there, and then there's a Get Started button. Again, what folks need when they sit down to open an account is really those Social Security numbers or those tax identification numbers for themselves and their beneficiary. Otherwise, it takes about 10 minutes to get started.
Seems like a pretty simple thing to do.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Okay. And I really appreciate your interest today. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We've been talking today with Michael Parker, Executive Director of Oregon Savings Network. Thanks again, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Metroscope is an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.